Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, yo?
Yo, what's goody? Let the fury begin. What up,
yes,
man? What up? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everyone.
Merry New Year. What's up, Red? What's going on?
What's going on?
What's up, Red? What's up, Lady T? What's
Lady
up,
T,
Ms.
Lady
Cherry?
T, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hello.
Y'all.
Yeah,
Happy
Ms.
New Year.
Oh, Miss Cherry in the house.
Yes, Happy New Year.
What's going on? What up, y'all? What up? What's going on, everybody? It is another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for being here. Wish you all well. To those that are in, you know, I guess not in the greatest of moods, hopefully you can listen in and get some laughs out the deal, because I'm in rare form. I got my cold ass corona next to me and I'm ready to go in. So, once again, what up, everybody? It is The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. It is Big Red, Brother B in the house. We got Lady T. We got Miss Cherry, who's going to make sure I try not to get too potty mouthed up on here, but I can't help it, because tonight's episode is America is at War with Itself, and I am laughing my ass off. Yes, I am. I'm laughing my ass off. Now, before we get underway, I will ask again, hey, Miss Cherry, how are you? How are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Long week.
Okay. Okay, I got you. Yeah. Well, you know, we're gonna spice it up a little bit today. How you doing, Lady T? How you doing?
I'm okay
so far.
It feels like we on Friday, but we really on Tuesday. That's what it feels like.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah.
Well, hopefully, like I said, I'm in party mode tonight, so you know we gotta turn up a little bit, because I definitely got some shit to laugh at tonight. And Red, how are you, Red?
Yes.
I'm good.
I'm chilling. Chilling. I'm good.
So once again, it's the Menu, y'all. 347-324-3395, guest calling number. So I just kind of want to throw like two words out, like something, you know, just to make sure people don't get it twisted. So when I say Caucasian, I mean the nice white people, the good Caucasian, the people that, you know, the white people that just are like, oh, yeah, well, you know, black people are good with me. You know, listen to the Beastie Boys and Run DMC, all that. We're the people that we don't have a problem with. Now, when I say the insurgent, then that means those people, the ones that attacked the Capitol, those rebellious white folk who just seem to think that it's okay to make rules, shit on the rules, and then want to tell somebody else to follow them. Because I don't want, you know, anyone to get it confused. Because basically, I feel sorry for the Caucasian people, because the insurgents are just basically fucking it up for them right now. We all know by now what happened last week with this attack on the Capitol. And I want to let the Caucasian people know, we ain't got no beef with you. We never really did. It's your it's the other ones, the insurgents, the ones that look like you but they act differently. Those are the ones. Yeah, your counterparts. Those are the ones that, you know, everybody has a problem with. But see, now Caucasians, you people have to be careful. Because of the insurgents, they're making y'all look bad. And I don't understand how you guys are letting this shit happen. The insurgents are making you Caucasians look bad.
But don't it sound familiar?
Well,
don't it sound familiar?
Of course it sounds familiar. But see, one thing that's going to have to happen is there has to be some accountability. Now, sadly, across the board, whether it's Caucasians or insurgents, I guess that privilege that you guys have, you don't believe in accountability. A lot of you don't, because you don't think that you're responsible for anything that goes wrong or anything that happens. Just like a lot of you rally for Blue Lives Matter, but yet you guys attack cops. But I guess that was the insurgents, not the Caucasians. Okay, no problem. Yeah, then you wonder why people are screaming to defund police. Because a lot of those protesters, oh, I'm sorry, insurgents, some were called terrorists, domestic terrorists, were actually police officers themselves. Now, whether you choose not to believe it, I mean, I've done my reading. I've done some homework. And, of course, once again, you don't want to take accountability for shit. And it's all good. Because, you see, to be honest with you, us black folk and others are sitting back laughing. We are sitting back with our popcorn, bonbons, you know, frosty beverages, and we're laughing. The reason why we're laughing is because you guys have made a mockery of your own shit. You go around preaching about laws, and you go about talking about this and how this should be right, and this, you know, Black Lives Matter and Antifa, you're destroying the country and this and that. But you guys, I'm sorry, insurgents, went and attacked the Capitol, a government facility, like that shit was okay. You pissed and shitted literally in some people's offices. You stole property. You destroyed property. You climbed walls, but you call us monkeys. But you climbed walls, and you know,
like Mario Brothers.
It behooves me. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it behooves me how you really seem to think that we're not supposed to laugh. This is your shit show. You put this dude in there. You put the battery in everybody's back. This is your shit show. This has nothing to do with black people, Indians, Native Americans, or indigenous people, I'm sorry, Hispanics. It has nothing to do with anyone else. This is your own shit show. So own up to it. It's only a disgrace because it was caught on camera. It's only a disgrace because there's somebody to point the finger at, and it's actually you.
Yep.
It's hard to believe that you guys, I mean, to look at the footage, some of the things that you guys did was just totally out of control. And yet, for some reason, it doesn't feel like you're condemning it enough. It's like the Caucasians are not condemning it enough. I think there were more angry Caucasians when the O.J. trial happened and O.J. got off. I think they were more angry about that than what happened at the Capitol.
They sure were.
I really do. I really do. Like, this is one big joke. Like I said it on Absolute Truth yesterday. The fear that I have is all these people, these insurgents that go back home, their doctors, their lawyers, or their, their children of prominent people, their police officers.
Yep. Is it any different from back years ago? I just had a conversation with my father about that, and I told him, I said, is it any different from when you were growing up? He said, nope. Same thing. What were the Klansmen? They were doctors and lawyers and and police officers and teachers and all that other stuff. Mm.
So before I go to Lady T, I got to ask, Miss Cherry, your take on the fuckery at hand. Your take on it, please. Floor is yours.
Don't you insult me. Well, I gotta be quite honest. I was working, and I heard what was going on, and I turned around, and the first thing I thought of was, please don't let no black people be in that group.
You know.
Sorry, there's always one. There's always one.
Yeah, it is.
And
he
has a
knapsack
on.
I started looking, and then I saw there was one black lady in there. She looked like she was in her late 20s, early 30s, and I was like, oh, there's the mastermind.
Right. Oh, so there's two,
so
because there was
caught,
a boy with a knapsack. Okay, so there's two of them.
I said, when they get caught, she's going to be the mastermind. She go, they're going to put
mm-hmm.
the
exactly. They're
going to
blame everything off.
And everything. But
she led all those white folks. That one black woman led all those white folks to the Capitol, right?
Yep. I'm surprised they haven't plastered her face on TV because I saw her. But that was the first thing that came to mind, which is sad, you know. I was watching the Capitol be destroyed, and I was like, please don't let no black people be in there. Can I see them? Where they at? Then you saw them, and, you know, they're busting through the windows and things like that. And I was, I don't know if I should be happy. I don't want to make it sound like I'm promoting violence or that I wanted to see people killed, but it was nice to know that we have police officers that are able to control thousands of people. And the five people that were killed, I believe one lady, she was shot, but the other ones had, like, medical emergencies. One had got trampled to death. One had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't, if you look at how they were able to contain thousands of people without shooting and killing all of them, it makes you wonder why they weren't able to bring down George Floyd without killing him. It's nice to know that they do have some sort of training.
Right.
What I'm trying to figure out, what police did you see? Because I saw them opening the gates.
The Capitol Police inside. They had Capitol Police inside. They even have
very few.
Yeah, they were very few. They obviously it was set up. You could see from some of the footage they were opening the gates. They were kind of like, I don't want to say leading them, but they definitely weren't stopping them. And when they got to the door, it was like you had one person guarding the door with thousands of people rushing on them. Really? I think it was well orchestrated and planned. I think it was met. The purpose behind this whole thing was for them to get into the Senate office and to steal the ballots. So that way they could say the ballots could not be confirmed because they couldn't be counted. I believe that's what this whole thing was. Fortunately, there was someone that took the ballots. When the senators were hiding, someone was able to grab the ballots and they were secured. But I think everything else was a smokescreen. It was the main purpose was to go in there, steal the votes, the electoral college votes, make it unable for them to certify, and then we would still be sitting there. That's my feeling of this. Now, will they be punished? Of course they will. I'm expecting a lot of community service, volunteerism. I think that's what we're going to see. I think that's
feeding
what
the animals.
See. Yes, and maybe they'll be able to go and they'll be able to come out and give speeches at schools and discuss how, you know, political stance and things like that. But these people are not going to jail. And if they're going to jail,
no.
It's going to be a slap on the wrist. No.
Of course. You know that. Okay. So I'm going to get to you, Red, but hold on. Now, Lady T, I need you to put down your popcorn for a minute.
Go ahead, because this is ratchetness at its best. But go ahead.
I got something to throw at you. So now, what do you think? Now, Miss Cherry, which I do believe as well. I believe this is orchestrated, and that's a great theory. Might I add about them? I guess wanting to take the ballot. That's a very interesting theory. I never really thought about that. What do you think in terms like this being seeming like it was very much orchestrated going forward? What is the trust level that we could ever really like? Can we actually trust our government or like? I mean, because this looks like a sham. Like, what does this say to you?
I think we never trusted the government. We've never trusted the government. Like I know,
but this was all right. There's one thing with smoke and mirrors, but this is blatant. This is blatant.
Yeah. No, but it takes trust to a whole nother level now because these are laws that they actually broke. Had it been the other way around, vice versa, you know, it would have been a lot of shootings. Okay.
Right.
A lot
absolutely.
Of people would have got killed, tried to get arrested, all sorts of stuff. Yeah, all sorts of stuff would have went down. So as far as trust, it needs to be, do we trust our justice system? I mean, we still don't trust the justice system. But this is a whole other level. This was mapped out. They knew exactly the timing that they was going to do it, what they were going to do, how they were going to do it. I wouldn't be surprised if certain people was there a couple of days before scoping things out to see how these security guards and, you know, officers move. This was orchestrated. This was totally planned. You could tell it was totally planned. And that one black kid with the knapsack, I feel sorry for that kid because they're going to interrogate him until he say, who told you to come here?
He going to say, I was just saying, giving my stimulus check.
Listen, he better say, I just wanted to check on my stimulus check. They called me and they said it was ready. They better come up with a good excuse to get his butt out of there or say, I forgot something here or something. He needs to come up with something. It's going down.
Now,
they're going down. And I'm just like, it's you know, it's not our problem. I'm sorry. I was like, just wake me up when inauguration time come because this don't got crap to do with us. This is nastiness at its best. You're going to take craps in offices, piss in offices. You know, it's one thing if you go in there because you're protesting about something and you're doing it peacefully, but this is the nastiest thing that I've ever seen. Like, they should be ashamed of themselves.
They brought
one of
they
the nastiest things.
Why do they always have to dress up in costumes? What is that about? Coming
yeah,
in
with
like,
that damn boy. I seen some fuck out there. He had on a Zorro mask and hat and cape.
Don't forget the time
like
of or whatever
Buffalo.
He had, what he was trying to be. I don't know.
Oh.
So, Red, let me ask you, Red. What did you see? Like, what, from your perspective, how did you take last week's event?
The whole thing was just like everybody else said orchestrated. It was like a slap in the face to Black America, Americans rather, because once again, all of that happening, and it's like, once again, if it was us, I'm telling you, they would have lit us up. They would have lit everybody up. Like, it wouldn't have went down like that. So it's like, I see why a lot of people, because, you know, I was watching it, and I was in here getting up, to, because it's like, I'm telling my son, like, yo, like look at this. And he's like, Mom. And I'm like, yeah, like, you know, y'all doing this, and then you're making it like, it's okay to do it. I don't think anybody should do anything like that, whether black or white, but it's just like, as Ms. Sherry said, y'all are not going to really get punished for what you did. And then my thing is, why is it when it comes to, I'll say, okay, since what's the word, where did this word come? Why is it when it comes to, and I'm sorry, I'm going to use Ron's word, I'm sorry, but I'm going to use, why when it comes to the vanilla people, they always have special wording for when they do something or them or whatever it is. But when it comes to us, we get every...
The common question we get is, what's the difference between level 3A and our exclusive level 3A plus?
What the hell is that?
What was that?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Was that me? Because I know...
No, I don't know.
Okay, well.
Ms. Cherry, I mean, Ms. Lady T. Drop.
Huh?
No, hold on. No, no, go ahead. Finish what you're saying, what you're saying.
Okay, yeah. I was saying, why is it that when it comes to us, we always have like we get all the stereotypical names. We get everything. With thugs,
mm-hmm.
with this, with that, with gangsters, with they're all, you know, we everything under the sun. But when it comes to this, they get all these special names. No, you call them for what they are. Those are terrorists.
Well,
I don't care what it is.
Well, check this out. All right, this is my thing on it. Before KJO comes in, it's because we allow it. Like right now, if I have to say it, I'm going to. Since I have to like bring it home, like in terms of us, since we're always the target, since Black Lives Matter has been a problem for 2020, you know, ever since George Floyd, like what we do, we're wrong. We get killed, we're wrong. You know what I'm saying? We surrender, we're wrong. Everything we do, we're wrong. But this is the one time we didn't do anything. We're not even involved in it.
Right.
And it's only a matter of time, but someone is always going to try and turn it in and say, oh, well, this is not really a bunch of white people. Because I had somebody say, this is Black Lives Matter. This is Antifa. Listen, are you really trying to tell me that a bunch of these insurgents were Black Lives Matter people? You got to be kidding me. Like, all right, take accountability for your shit and stop it. Like, you really just need to stop it because this has nothing. As Lady T said before, this has nothing to do with us. You want to bring us, you want to make us a part of it because you made yourself look like a bunch of jackasses. You basically pulled up your own goddamn skirt. Once again, you made these laws and you're breaking them and you're saying it's okay for you to do it, but for anyone else, they can't do it. So you're clearly setting a double standard. Which is dangerous. It's very dangerous.
Right.
Because you're not the only one that can pull that off. Because now you're inviting other people to do it as well. Just to test the waters. And this is what makes it dangerous. What also makes it dangerous is the fact that we have a president-elect that's coming in with a black female vice president. This is my concern going forward. If security mm-hmm. was breached like that and everyone got a slap on the wrist, what's next? K-Dog. K-Dog.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey,
what's up
everybody? You guys can hear me good.
Yeah.
This is called The Chickens Have Come Home to Roost. This is The Chickens Come Home to Roost. It's like... You know, watching the whole thing, you know, evolve, and due to the fact that we had someone who's a quote-unquote leader, who's a so-called leader, who's a poor excuse of a leader, incite these people. And I do mean these people. He told them to march over to the Capitol, right? And so did Rudolph Giuliani. Even his son, Junior, and Eric, all of them were involved in this. They were all like, yeah, let's go ahead and make some noise. We didn't win the election. Now, had it been, let's take a look at the protests that happened last year, okay? Again, it has nothing to do with us, but let's look at last year as the Black Lives protesters were marching against injustice. We're called thugs. We're called looters. I mean, okay, yes, they were looting around, but those are the people that had nothing to do with the march that were looting. Now, what did they call them? Insurrection? Why not label them thugs? They're the ones who are the thugs. They're the ones who broke into the Capitol. They're the ones who stormed the Capitol. They were the ones who were carrying bombs to go off. They were the ones carrying zip ties to kidnap the lawmakers. Weren't they the same ones who made death threats, who went inside the offices? They went inside the offices. Hakeem Jeffries said that They urinated inside his office. There's one of the offices, and last night I said defecated, but they actually shitted in one of the offices. They did all that, but you're calling them pro-Trump protesters. They're not pro-Trump protesters. Those are the ones that are thugs. Those are the ones that you got to look at as thugs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
No, they just had to go to the bathroom. That's what they're gonna say. People
exactly.
went to the bathroom. That's
yeah.
why you put that in the office.
You shouldn't. All right, you know what?
And
I had
you know
to go.
Else?
I couldn't go anywhere. That's what I had
exactly.
to do.
And you know what else? You know what else that's weird? The cops, the police, the lack of police. How come when it was the Black Lives Matter that were protesting, they had armed military police surrounding the Capitol, but yet they're coming to the Capitol? And there weren't enough police to stop them. As a matter of fact, some of the cops even sided with them. There was one cop that took a picture with a MAGA hat on. One cop was even letting them in like it was damn Disney World.
Mm-hmm. Because you know what? No matter what they do, black people will always be a threat.
Exactly.
Black people will always be a problem. And I got my thing is, how do you shit? What did you wipe your ass? Did you wipe your
That's
ass?
That's what I'm saying.
But you didn't. They nasty. They nasty. They used to it.
Lady T, you said it right into their mouthful. They are nasty.
They come out the damn bathroom.
Yeah, they
nasty.
Walked in.
It's
so
the
they
actually did that.
And pause, and we in coronavirus season, too. Come on, man.
Yeah,
it's nasty all around.
See, that's another thing that worries, not worries, but that's another thing that I'm concerned about. Now, with all this going on, we got a big-ass pandemic going on, and y'all got all these people and everybody out there, and half of them people didn't have masks. Like, are y'all kidding me? So nobody was
concerned.
In fact, the pandemic gets thrown out the window when it comes to certain things now.
Mm-hmm. And guess what else? I want to say something. I found out that some of the senators caught the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sure other people caught it too.
I'm sure all them damn fools out there caught it.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't go back in that building ever again. Just because somebody shitted and pissed in the corner and they was coughing and it was probably smelling like Marlboro
heavies
and lights.
Don't forget
to write
the photo
out. Yeah, and the
no,
it was.
I can't.
President,
Ratchet.
Senator Hakeem Jeffries said it himself. He said, man, yeah, they went inside his office and they pissed on, and it wasn't just his office they did that in. All of the offices that they broke into. And you know what? That cop, the black cop who was surrounded, He was labeled a hero because guess what? He prevented them from going inside the chambers because they were ready to kill. The chambers doors were the floor doors
but
were
what
open.
Did
they
he
were
say for the country though. I mean, if I'm another country looking at this, I would be like, this is I don't know. Like y'all thought the last one was a reality show. Yo, it's like they need to be saved.
Yo,
they need to be saved. They looking at us in disgust.
But dig this, everybody. Dig this. I'm going to make you know, we're laughing about it. And it's cool. You know what it is? I'm going to tell you. Other countries, you know what? The front page of every newspaper in other countries of the world all have pictures of those idiots storming the Capitol. They have
I believe that. Okay.
And you know what? The translation, they wrote down, look at what happened in the – they didn't write down what happened in – like in Washington, D.C., they said the United States, because Donald Trump lost an election, they doing this and they're trying to say we're the bad ones. Look at what they did.
I just want to know when they open up for traveling and things like that to these other countries, how they going to take to us? Because they probably going to say, don't bring that crap here. You understand what I'm saying? And that's another problem when it opens up for traveling, it's another thing. Like, we're going to be probably most disrespected. I don't know what they got in store for us.
But it's already happening.
Well,
because
already
you know what? Other countries
already
are already
used
pointing
to it.
A finger.
Right, exactly.
Yep. Other countries are pointing at us and laughing.
I don't think there was
They've been laughing.
There was nothing united about these states last week.
Mm-hmm.
And going forward, there really is nothing united about it. I mean, it is extremely divisive. as much as Trump doesn't seem to be a leader, it's obvious that he is one because he has a serious following of ignorance.
Yes, he does.
You know, I said it before. I said it before, and I stand by it. I believe this dude is the Antichrist, and
yes.
He has caused so much mayhem. He has brought about so much misery and woe to this country, but he's also empowered those people who feel the same way he feels. That this is their time to shine now, and I don't think that there is a lid that you're going to be able to put on them at this point. Like I said, I have concerns going forward. President-elect Biden has a lot of shit on his plate right now. Probably.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. He has a lot of shit on his plate. Kamala Harris, she has a lot of shit on the plate as well. But I am really concerned about the fact that they have to revamp all the security. Too many breaches. There's too many question marks on who's who. And, you know, legitimately, I have a fear for our first melanated female vice president going forward. I really do. Because if you have that much, if you have people already in place to do what they've done, to do what they did on Wednesday, how much deeper does it go?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
you kind of make it seem like, you know, I mean, shit, they wanted to get Pence. I'm sure they had to run somewhere, hide Pence some damn way. But how do you get away with making threats against the vice president? How do you get away with how do you get away with this? So, once again, going forward, what does this
they gave them
the
power to do
it. And the vice president.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, all right, you give them the power to do it. Once again, we can't continue to let this shit slide. As a people, we can't continue to let this shit slide. This is like I said last night, this is kind of like this North versus South shit all over again, where, you know, the South is mad because, you know, they feel they won the war or this, that, and the third. Like, whatever this beef bullshit is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really just needs to stop. But I think that this dude has opened Pandora's box, and this is going to take more than 4 years to clean up. Like, I really, like, this dude has, but I said it to myself some years ago. I felt after Obama left office, there wasn't going to be any type of clash brought back to the president, you know, to the White House. I kind of think that we saw, you know, that intelligence, that smartness, that coolness. I think we saw that leave. And, of course, Trump came in and it proves my point. Trying to bring it back,
right.
I don't know if it's going to work because now you have these
I do. I think
Biden
has what it takes to get it back.
No, and
he's going
to
have a lot of work. He's going to have a lot of work to do because these people, they are like a vermin. That's the sad part about it. They're like a vermin.
I could see
because
him tapping into
like
the veterans to get it back because that's where you're going to have you're going to have to go back to this country's, you know, quote unquote flag stands for. You know what I mean? So I could see him tapping into that. And I think they have what it takes to get it back. It's going to have to be really unified. That's what they're going to have to really stand on right now.
Ms. Sherry, do you think?
Yes.
Do you think that there's? What do you think? What are you looking at for the inauguration? What do you think's gonna? Do you have any thoughts on it? Do you think it's going to go smooth sailing? Do you think it's going to, you know, be some issues? What do you think?
I think every time the president is elected, there are threats, there's a fear of assassinations, there's violence. I don't think there's anything new. We're just putting in two different people. And yes, the people that came to the Capitol, like you said, if you want to divide them between Caucasians and insurgents, you had mostly Caucasian people out there. They were angry, but they were there to, quote-unquote, protest. What we saw and what they put a lot of emphasis on were the insurgents. These are people with no class who, you know, they weren't there to protest. They're just filthy. Nobody comes into an office and dudes on the floor and stealing. You can't even come inside. That they don't represent most of the people that were out there that day, in all fairness. I'm not sticking up for white folks. I'm just saying they don't represent them. And I think when white people are watching this, they're embarrassed because they do recognize that the pictures we're seeing, the insurgents, when we as a country, anybody that's not white and other countries look, they see them, white people, and say, oh, it's all of them. It's exactly what they do to us. When one black person does a crime, we all did it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think it's going to be any different than any other inauguration. There has always been leaks in security. There has always been death threats against the presidents, including Donald Trump. Definitely President Barack Obama. And I think they're going to be prepared for it. The people now, there's a lot of top security officers and things that are jumping ship. It's because I believe they failed on Wednesday. They haven't even been part of the plot. And they're putting the country in a difficult position. But if you look at it, they weren't qualified to be in that position anyway. Because when things got rough, they're willing to jump ship. So that's not who we want running our security anyway. Right. They're just going to – they have a little bit of time to get it together. They really do. Red. I don't anticipate anything major.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the scary part is – the scary part is this, is that he – this is coming from someone who couldn't accept the fact that he lost an election. This, as a matter of fact, in our lifetime, would we ever think we would see something like this where, you know, a president lost? There have been presidents who have lost elections. There have been presidents who's faced a lot of crisis. And they always address the nation, but this one didn't. This was someone who didn't even take his job seriously from the get-go.
Well, it was hard for him to take his job seriously.
He did take it seriously.
The first job he ever had. It's probably the first
real job
he really had to work.
He did take it seriously. He took it as seriously as he took his reality show. What do you mean?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't necessarily put that on Donald Trump because, to be quite honest with you, he said what he said. But if I was a person and it's not in me, it doesn't matter what he says. He said, let's go down and take down the Capitol. These were people that are already kind of nutty. You know, he didn't need to get up there and tell them anything. They already had it in
people,
their hearts and their minds
people.
To be that type. They're dirty people. You know, he might have given them the platform.
Nasty people.
Yeah.
He might have given them the platform,
but he didn't need to. Nasty. No, all them stuff.
No, those people
there. Because,
I love it.
That's just the way that they were bred and the way they think and how dirty they are. I think we put too much power in his hands. I don't think he has that much power. He's able to get together the crazies, and they already are. He's just able to get them all together, and then they work together to do things like what they did on Wednesday. I don't think if he was speaking to the average person that he could sway them to do something crazy with his speech.
So I'll ask the panel this. Now, I don't necessarily equate the word nigga with black people, because to me, anybody could be a nigga. But I'm starting to feel like, and you know, you could disagree with me. I think the Caucasians have had their nigga moment.
Oh,
I can't disagree with that.
On the wall like Spider-Man?
I can't disagree with that.
Yeah,
they climbed on the way they were climbing on the window. The way they broke down the glass, they were just and the way they went in there and started cussing up a storm, and were like hang pens. I'm like, damn.
They unlocked the other level with Super Mario Bros. They unlocked it.
They did.
Exactly.
Whole nother level we didn't even know about. Listen.
But wait a minute. I love the memes that were on Facebook, especially the ones where they were looking for Gerard Butler from Olympus Has Fallen. I was dying with that. Like, where's Gerard Butler? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Capitol Has Fallen. Where's he at? I mean, you insurgents have really, you've really outdone yourself this time, man. You just turned this country into, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel safe.
Is anybody questioning what they're doing in their own communities, though, right now, too? What are they doing in their own communities?
Well, oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm kind of concerned about.
The white people that do not agree with it need to stand up and speak out. I'm talking about those people specifically,
the ones that have not been caught yet. They're still on the loose. If it was us, they would be worried about us on the loose. What would we be doing?
They were checking.
You get what I'm saying? What are they doing in their community?
They'll be checking out our social media.
When they go to the airport, I was watching with the no fly and all that other stuff.
Yeah, no fly zone.
They are mad.
They ping their phones.
You know what? They are mad.
They should be standing up and turning their neighbors in. They snitch anyway. Let them snitch on us. You know,
they already snitched on themselves because, you know what? They already got their pictures all over. The FBI already took pictures of them. And it's like, oh, what you mean I can't fly? I'm like, you got busted doing something stupid. Your face is all over.
Exactly. But that's how stupid they are. Do they realize there's cameras all over that place? So what makes you think? And they got like those cameras, like the face recognition thing. What the hell do they think?
Everything. How about the lady on camera?
Dressed up like Buffalo.
Lady on camera that said, "This is a revolution."
Yeah.
I was done with her. I was done with that. Y'all need to learn the revolution.
All
right.
But this is what did it for me. I watched one of those videos where they were arresting people at the airport. And what did it for me was probably embodied and encompasses their attitude.
What was the attitude?
The guy said, you're treating me like a black person.
I was done. Wow. You're treating me like a black person.
They were arresting him, and he said, "You're treating." But you see, that's the attitude.
Disgusting.
It's like they do no wrong. Like you're treating me like a black person.
Because they feel privileged. It's that privilege.
Mm-hmm. How do you say things like?
They should have took him to Starbucks. It would have been different.
Yeah, right? But he said, "You're treating me like a black person."
That says a lot right there. They put the stamp on it, the racism.
Yeah, exactly. And that's my issue.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because, once again, that they put their faces to it. And they like, "You're not going to do anything to us." And technically, nothing is happening to them.
What do you guys think that some of the protesters that were arrested, they actually came out, and I think there's at least three of them that are married to black women, and they have children.
What does that mean?
So it don't mean nothing. It doesn't mean nothing.
They just want some of that juice.
I'm trying to figure out how their houses run. I mean, who are they married to? They had pictures of these black women. They're hugged all up on them. And I'm like, if they're running through the white
house. Because they down with it. That's why.
Exactly. Come on. You know there's a lot of Candace Owens out there.
The first thing they said was, "I'm not a racist.
Stop talking about your girlfriend, K-Dog."
There's a lot of Candace Owens is out there.
Okay,
you
know. We know she's your girl. Okay.
That's someone you have to really look at and be like, damn man, what the hell?
I mean, I my thing is, if you can say what you want, but you're still a racist. Somebody kind of asked me something some time ago, And it's like, what was the Hot Rod address last night on Absolute Truth? When he asked me about the whole interracial thing, I don't have a problem with you love who you love. I don't care. What you eat doesn't make you shit. But a long time ago, a person that was non-black told me this. You can fuck them, but you can't bring them home. And he said, that's a lot. That's the attitude of a lot of white men, Italian men, or other men who just want black women. You can fuck them, but don't bring them home. And I think ever since then, I've had a little attitude when I see certain things, because I'm wondering, do you have that mentality? Oh, I fuck them, but I'm not going to bring them home. Like that's the only reason why I may question or look at certain things funny. Like, I really don't care, but ever since someone told me that, like, I value my black woman. I value my sister. I appreciate her. She's needed. But the thing is, I don't need you using her just to get your jollies off. To be like, oh, I had one. You know, or I have what she don't want you. She don't
my
want
sister,
you.
You need to
me.
Come home.
Yeah, I
my
mean,
sister,
that's,
you
that's
need to
the,
come on
that's
home.
The only, that's the only thing that rubs me the wrong way. So to see these guys, these insurgents, and they talk about, oh, I'm not racist. I got a black wife. Yes, you are. You are
racist. A racist
because
is
I've
a
heard
racist.
Because how many times have we heard someone say, oh, you're not like them? What the fuck does that mean? What do you mean I'm not like
Absolutely.
Them?
Absolutely.
What
mean,
are
I'm
you
not
talking
like
about?
I mean, we've all heard that before. Oh, you're not.
You're one
like
of the good ones.
The ones in the street. Yeah,
that's the same one. You're one of the good
what
ones.
What do you mean I'm one of the nice ones? What are you talking about? The nice ones. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. And that's a derogatory statement in itself. You know, that's a real low.
I didn't know you can speak so proper, Brother B. I didn't know you had that in your vocabulary.
Speak like that.
Exactly. Like, did you go to school?
Things like that.
It's insulting. It's very insulting. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you guys are pissing in a corner in somebody's office, and you're beating the life out of a cop. I think that cop got beat with a chair. Like, that's not something.
No,
they beat him with a fire extinguisher.
They beat him in the head. They beat him in the head multiple times. He got struck multiple times in the head.
When they want to talk shit about us, trust and believe. What happened last week was just business as usual. Because there's really no shock to it. This is who they are. This is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have enough Caucasian people standing up and saying, yo, you guys are
this
wrong.
This was wrong.
No, they're just saying it so they don't look like they're a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really condemning this shit. They're cool with it. They're complicit.
That's how they always
do. It's okay.
So why do you expect them to stand up for it? They didn't stand up for anything else before and say it like that. They always move away from the situation. That's the narrative. I'm not surprised.
The insurgents are a problem for white people, Caucasian people.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people in their neighborhood that they don't like, but they're scared of them. So they're not going to stand up because these are, you know, the crazy that you saw lives in their neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy that you saw, just like they peed or doo-dooed in the senator's office, they do that type of stuff in their neighborhood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They got a little pipe bomb in their mailbox. So I think that's why they're not standing up and saying it's wrong, because they are scared of these people that you see on TV. They are problems in their own community.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yep, I believe that.
Shit, your community. See if that's
and you know what?
There, we don't need that over
and,
there.
And after you do it, please wipe your ass, because really that was just disgusting. You
nah,
know,
they ain't wiping
it.
Nah, that's the norm for them.
They ain't gonna wipe nothing. Hell no, they don't do that.
No, because if they could do that, I mean, if you're gonna go inside of a, you want to protest something, but yet we're the ones that are thugs. We're the ones that are animals. Look at them. They're the ones causing this. But yet, excuse me, but at least we ain't piss on no, we ain't break into no public building and piss on somebody's office or write a threatening note.
But let's talk about.
I'm glad you did it.
Go ahead,
right?
That takes a lot of thought, though, guys, for you to do that, because if you gotta hold your pee, you'd be holding it and be thinking, oh gosh, I gotta get to the bathroom, right? Hold on, right? Same thing with your poop. I have to hold them teeth. They was ready
to
release this shit.
I'll say this, and you know, I don't mean this in a bad way, but. Well, now, you know, I'm sorry and not sorry about it, because you know what, when it comes to us, they don't feel sorry. I'll say this with what was the military lady that, you know, that got killed, and, you know,
she's a big-time supporter.
Right, but I see that they have justice for her and this, that, and the other, and it's just like, wow, how is it justice for her, and she was breaking the law, and they told them multiple times, ma'am, get back. And I guess she thought she was G.I. Jane, and you know she going to do what she wanted to do. And guess what? At the end of the day, they want us to have sympathy for her, but you don't have sympathy for the many, many black men and women that were killed by the same people that killed her. Exactly.
George Floyd, innocent people.
Ahmaud Arbery.
All these people that got killed by the same law enforcement, but no, y'all
Tamir
want
Rice.
Justice for us, but then we, right, absolutely. So then we cry out for justice. Oh, well, they should have complied, and they shouldn't have did this, and she shouldn't have had drugs with her boyfriend. Well, you know what, G.I. Jane should have stayed in her place. She should have drank her
Thank
water
you.
And mind the business.
Well, you know
okay?
what, right, so this is my thing. So another concern is the fact that, okay, once again, Lady T said it, and I totally agree. Other people have said it, and I agree. This is not our fight.
No, it's not.
But
it's
not our fight, but they will make it our problem. It's not our fight, but they will make it our problem. And see, the thing is, like I said, going forward, what do we do? Like,
I don't think there's anything we need to do.
Think about, no, government needs to actually think about what they're going to do. Laws are outdated. Y'all need to get on these books when you go in, especially with
exactly.
this. There needs to be new laws behind this now.
I think we need to do something. What we need to do is look at what has happened, and we need to very much distance ourselves away from the fuckery. And because
I think we've been done that.
But how will we go about doing that?
Listen,
how are we go about doing that?
I don't want to turn this into like a black or white thing, but right now it just seems like what happened. Once again, this has nothing to do with us, blacks, Hispanics, Indians. Well, this has nothing to do with other ethnic people. This is white America jumping on white America. So let them have that. At this point, what we need to do is we need to get a hold of our own shit. We need to handle our own business, because it's obvious that the so-called powers that be, they have no real control over the situation. And if they're pretending that they do, they really don't. Because, listen, when they showed you how flawed and broken the system is, if we haven't seen it before, you really saw it. Because now you really see that there's an infiltration at the highest level.
Yeah.
So when you get pulled over, you don't know who you're getting pulled over by. It could be a good cop, or it could be just one of those good old boys. I remember years ago, I went on this, there's this website called NYPD Rant. And I think there was a officer that just had was he had to resign because he was under investigation. He was actually a part of the anti-discrimination unit at NYPD, but yet he went under another name on this rant, and he was making all types of racist comments. And,
Cousseau, that was his alias.
Yeah, and I have read some of the most vile and disgusting things that people could say. But mind you, these are people that put on a uniform and they're supposed to go out there and serve and protect.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you out there, you have really lost your credibility. You have really lost your credibility. What? So when there's calls to defund the police, don't say anything anymore, because your asses are quiet now. I don't hear none of you police unions condemning any of this shit. Maybe because some of you were there pissing in the and shitting in the office.
Yeah, they probably was there. Exactly.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I don't hear a lot. I'm telling you, a lot of these people who are remaining quiet are complicit with what happened. Either they were there or they wish they were there.
Exactly.
Once again, this is why I say we, going forward, we need to tighten up our shit, because now, if it wasn't obvious before, now you already know that the board is rigged, the game is not fair, so what do? Don't put yourself in a position to have to deal with this type of ignorance. Try not to put yourself in a position to deal with this type of injustice, to deal with these crooked-ass people. Because this is what it
You're
is.
Right.
You have been shown everything you needed to see. What more needs to be said before you start to distance yourself from the bad relationship? Like they said, you can fuck them, but you can't bring them home.
Mm-hmm.
So you take that how you will, and you flip it. What you going to say, Ms. Cherry?
Not to be rude, but I don't think that any black person that saw what went on Wednesday was shocked. I felt like, oh my goodness, look at them. They really showing out. But I didn't feel shocked, because I think when we were brought up, we're aware of what they can do, what they have done, what they're capable of. I think the epiphanies came from within their own. They looked over, oh my goodness, I can't believe that they're acting like, and they probably used the N-word. But
yep, absolutely.
Best believe they did. They did, Miss Sherry. They did.
It's not about shock because they've done it before.
These are the same kind of people during the civil rights movement who bombed churches. These are the same kind of people who surrounded a church when the Freedom Riders were in there. And they were ready to kill people that were getting out of the church. Come on, this throughout history, this should come as no shock. So what happened last Tuesday, there was no shock in this.
My question for everybody on the panel, we have the inauguration coming up and things like that. Security is going to be extra security and so forth. But, I mean, do you really think that this is going to be the end of this? I don't see this as being. This just got started.
It's just the beginning.
It's just the beginning.
We have to realize it wasn't the beginning, because we've been going through it for over 400 years, and it's not going to be the end. I mean, this was actually just a highlight of what has been going on. I mean, it's not the beginning. It's definitely not the beginning. It's definitely not the end. I don't
so is it like a new age civil rights movement? New age, new color?
Yeah, wouldn't be a civil rights movement. It's just a bunch of outrageous people.
Like she said, it's a revolution. Like that's it.
It's a revolution.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of them believe that, because a lot of them have been preparing for this for years. They have been preparing for this. But the thing is, the reason why, and like I said, it's no shock to everyone. It's not a shock to us, because, we know what they've been capable of. Absolutely. But once again, it goes back into that bad relationship there. If you know your spouse is cheating and treating you like shit, why do you continue to keep yourself in the negative relationship?
Because most of the people really don't know. They want to get the answer and finally find out and say, oh, my gosh, yes, he did cheat. Everybody knows when a person is cheating, but you need to say to yourself, you know, maybe he's not. But then when you find out, it's like, okay, I knew it. Boom. That's what they need. They need the, oh, I knew it moment.
And that's what happened on Wednesday.
And you know what? It came out in the open.
And it's like, yo, I can't be fucked. Like, I had to say, I can't be fucking with these niggas like that. Because I didn't mean black. Like, I just can't. Like, these motherfuckers is crazy. Like, it's an eye-opening experience. It's like Miss Cherry said, all right, stand corrected. It's not nothing new, but in our lifetime, we're seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've seen, I remember years ago when Reagan was in office and they were tearing down the Berlin Wall, and we were seeing other stuff going on in other countries.
In other countries, but that was outside of the U.S.
It would happen here. It would never happen here. You are actually sitting back. We live here, and we're seeing this shit happen. And it's like, yo, really?
And boy, it got real ugly.
I feel like
in the United States of America?
I feel like we've seen them turn on their own. That's the only thing that is, instead of that energy being directed towards black people, we're seeing them turn on their own. And that probably is the only thing that made us, like, a little bit different than the norm.
Exactly.
Them
because you've never really seen it. They don't usually do that. Call a 111. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Yeah, my name is Joe. So I
Joe!
Like, yeah.
What's up, Joe?
Joe.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Joe?
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
How you doing? I just got here, so I don't know exactly what it is that you're talking about, because you picked up early, which is a good sign, because usually when you go to a BTR show, they make you wait about 3 days, then they pick you up. So you picked me up right away, and you said the war with itself. So I guess I'm guessing that you guys are talking about a potential civil war as a result of the riots at the Capitol. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not wrong. Come on,
no?
Joe. You know. Mm-hmm. You know, Joe. You know.
What do I know?
It's a shit show. Literally, it's a shit show. Come on, what happened last week? I mean, listen, to a degree, there's an arrogance when it comes to Americans. It's like, certain things are just not supposed to happen here. And look what we saw.
Right.
What we saw was not only incredible, but I thought it was like a TV show, because I took a nap and I woke up and, you know, a redhead sent me a message like, yo, you need to watch the TV and see what's going on. I thought the world fell apart when I woke up. I don't know what the hell is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at all of this stuff, and I'm like, wow, this is happening in America? Like, where I live at? Like, right here, really? This is not a foreign country?
I'm glad you said you took a nap and then woke up, because, and I'm not being facetious, it's because if you took the nap, you didn't expect anything to happen, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's Trump leading his particular troops. I'm a Trump supporter. He's leading his particular troops to a fever pitch to try to get Congress to try to decertify those particular electors. But not very many people would have thought that Trump was going to lead his supporters to the Capitol for the purpose of overrunning the Capitol. I didn't think it. I still don't think it. I think that there were infiltrators who led the charge. Then I think there were Trump supporters who got stupid and followed along and said, well, if they can climb the walls, if they can get through the doors, if they can get past the barriers, so can I. So I didn't think that Trump was going to incite any riot. But then again, you read the mainstream media, and good old Hitler Trump, he did it again.
Well, all right. The reason why Trump was guilty with it is because of the comments that he made. And he really didn't denounce anything until recently. I mean, he threw Pence under the bus. He threw his VP under the bus and threw him to the wolves. I mean, that was really
He did it the same day.
He threw Pence under the bus, you think?
No, he did it the same day.
I mean, Pence never had any authority to me while Trump was even president. So what's the difference?
Exactly. Because Pence, he actually turned on Pence, like, oh, you're not voting? You mean you're turning against me? And
but
it's like, you know what?
Once again,
forget you then.
Pence knew it was a wrap. It's like, all right, man, it's over. Like it's a done deal, but he refused to go with it. So I guess he's like, oh well, if you're not with me, then you're against me, and threw him under the bus.
Well, why should
I mean, you don't do this. Like, come on, man. You don't.
Why shouldn't
that's
he?
Do. You don't do that.
Because he's cutthroat. What? That's how he is. Cutthroat.
I have a question, Joe. I have a question for you. You said you're a Trump supporter, correct?
Right.
Okay. So as far as Wednesday was about, from your point of view, it was about the electoral vote going in, stopping the electoral votes from being counted.
Right.
I'm just wondering, are most Trump supporters feeling that the election was rigged, or is it just that you have a certain group of people that are Trump supporters that feel that way? And some people are just like, we lost. And we need to move on.
No. When they took a poll, 69% of Republicans, which I believe was a low number, believe that the election was rigged. People I know who are Trump supporters, I'm a libertarian, not a conservative, so there are times when I'm at odds with the people who are Trump supporters who are conservatives. They all believe, and rightfully so, that the election was rigged. When you have 100 pages of affidavits and videos showing that the election was rigged, when you have statisticians who have come in and show how statistically you can't be up by 650,000 votes, and then all of a sudden 3 to 4 hours later, after the votes were stopped, which has never happened before, then not only are the 650,000 votes made up, but now Trump has lost by over 100,000, and they show how that is statistically almost impossible. It's something like a 99.9% impossibility. And then
why
we have,
why rig it? Why would it be rigged?
Why? In order to make sure that Trump doesn't get reelected,
Can I say I know they addressed there were problems with the voting and the counts, but I think it was also determined that even if there were some votes that were not counted or discarded, that it wasn't enough to make a difference. So it's almost like saying you lost, but even if we had counted everything, you still would have lost. I don't understand why there's so much energy being exerted. A loss is a loss. Whether you lost by 15,000 votes or by 2, you still lost. Not you, but you know what I'm saying as far as the point being made. So I don't understand the energy behind the Trump supporters with this.
Well, because CNN and MSNBC and the rest, they keep on saying there was no such thing as voter fraud, and they keep on saying even if we made up all the made it all up, we still would have lost. Well, that's a lie. Because again, if you're up by 650,000, something like an hour before the polls are supposed to close, or 2 hours before the polls are supposed to close, you can't make it up. To make it up,
But they didn't do the mail-in ballots at that point. That's the difference.
Yeah, right.
Mail-in ballots weren't counted. So when they counted the mail-in ballots, that made up the difference.
No, they did count the mail-in ballots, right, afterwards.
No, they weren't counted at that time.
I know.
They were not counted at that time.
Right, because they brought them in afterwards, after they closed down the voting, which they shouldn't have done.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difference between closing down the broadcasting of the votes, which would have been unprecedented, but to close down the actual voting in the precincts in those 4 states, and then you start counting mail-in ballots. But there was a person who testified that the mail-in ballots, he drove the mail-in ballots from New York to Pennsylvania, and then they were distributed from there. Or was it from Pennsylvania to New York? I forget which. And he's, and then there's the other one who saw pallets of votes being lifted off of a truck to go into his particular precinct. Then there were other witnesses who saw how the ballots were shoved into the electronic voting machines 2 to 3 times at a time. So they would take one ballot, and instead of having one ballot, one vote, it was one ballot, 3 votes. And 90% of all those ballots in the 4 states were all for Biden.
So look, I got to ask you.
So that means that you have more people voting for Biden regardless, because even if you're saying you push in one piece of paper and it's counted 4 times, it's still a vote for Biden. And it's still not a vote for Trump. So
but no. What I'm saying is,
at the end of the day, he did not have enough votes to win.
No, it's not for.
I'm having a problem with the pro-Trumpers because it's like it doesn't matter. Like I said, if he lost by 2,000 or by 50,000, it's a loss. And
okay,
to
but
get
it's
up
not.
And run into the Capitol and act like animals and try to steal the electoral votes, and it really
just
doesn't
thing,
make sense
though.
To me.
Here's the thing: those mail-in ballots, a lot of them weren't even filled out for Biden. There were ballots.
How do we know that? How do you know that?
Because
they told you
the affidavit, the people testified in front of the Senate committees in both in Wisconsin,
are
Georgia,
the
and Pennsylvania.
That were, are these the same people storming the Capitol?
I
are
doubt
we taking
it.
Their word?
I doubt.
I think so.
Well, even
okay. If they're that passionate,
well,
if they're
no,
that
well,
passionate,
my, well,
they
I gotta, hold on. I got to ask this question: what is the purpose of rigging it? Like, what
in
was the purpose of like,
Trump.
Like, listen, if he was doing such a great job, you know, if everybody
yeah.
was awful, like, he was, like, because, you know, they were saying his numbers, and before the coronavirus happened, you know, he was doing this spectacular job, this happened, and this was good, and this was good. So if that was the case, what would be the purpose of rigging it for Biden to win and put that
in order for Biden to win?
Okay,
for Biden.
But how many people don't want Biden in office because then they fear it's a return of Obama and is also a female black vice president. So that's what I'm saying. I don't like my thing is how do you rig it to get something that you don't want?
I'm
like,
not
I guess
understanding
what,
the question.
Trying to say, all right, so basically Biden is the lesser of the two evils. Would it be better to have Biden than to have Trump, or would it be better to have Trump than
Biden?
Like I said, I've had these conversations, and a lot of people didn't want Biden because they feared they had this fear of Obama being back in office and some of these Obama
The Obama
they didn't want that.
Yeah, the former people of his cabinet or the people who are Obama supporters.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know.
They didn't want that back.
Right, they didn't want that. But again, the topic of your show is about America divided between itself. There are always two opposing factions in whatever community, whatever section of the geography of the United States that you want to go to. There's always going to be people against people. The thing is, I don't understand what it is about Biden Kamala Harris that makes them so attractive to make people think that they're going to do a better job than what Trump has done.
I don't think that it's almost like we have had 4 years of Donald Trump and we see what he's capable of. I'm a Democrat, so I'll speak for myself and hopefully for the Democrats. I'm willing to take a chance on pretty much anybody else. And I don't think that they can do much worse. I can only see them doing better. So I think if I'm representing the Democratic Party, I think that's how we all feel, like we have had enough. Right now, our president is fighting so that the people that are starving can only get $600.
He wanted $2,000.
$2,000, but he wanted the bill to encompass a lot of other things.
No, he wanted the bill to be only for the $2,000 stimulus for the people, and he wanted the pork taken out.
In order for us to get the $2,000, we would have to sign off on a lot of other things we didn't agree with.
No.
And so...
He wanted only a bill for only the 2,000. He wanted to raise the 600 to the 2,000, take the pork out, and make the bill solely $2,000 gifts for the American people.
But what was it going to really do?
So, Joe,
what was it going to really do?
Why would you wait till the last minute to do that, too?
But here's the thing.
My point is
when I was telling you about the ballots, you kept on thinking that the ballots were always for Biden. I'm telling you that when they took a ballot, it might have been for Biden, but they took one ballot, supposed to be one ballot per one American vote, and they fed it into the machine three times. In other words, if somebody's name is Cherry, and Cherry's supposed to only vote once, all of a sudden Cherry finds herself having voted four times for Biden. That's not the way it works.
Okay. But it would also hold true if they pulled the ballot and it said Trump, and they fed it three times to Trump.
But
and
they didn't do it
votes
for, Trump.
For Trump.
That's what I'm
so
saying. If you're
we
up
don't
by
know
600...
who they voted for. We don't know who they voted for because the ballots were sealed. So if the process was, if you feed it through once and it's read three times, whoever, instead of it being, say, 1,000 votes, they had 3,000 votes. But the results are still the same. The winner's going to be the same.
No.
So it doesn't, really make much sense to exert that much
if
energy.
If you're up by 600,000 and 90% of the next few votes that are coming in, that means 60,000 times 90% is 540,000 votes out of 600,000 of the next votes that came in are for Biden. That's statistically impossible. Nobody can ever take a look at that and say, yeah, that might be reasonable. It can't be.
All right. Hot Rod, what's up? You're on there.
Hey,
what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Hot Rod?
Hello, my
what's
friend.
What's up,
my
Hot Rod?
Joe.
Hi.
My favorite guy, Joe from Montana.
Yeah,
what
I'm here, Hot Rod.
Your...
Give me your best.
What are you going to do with your life next week when Joe Biden take office? Are you going to live with your life? What are you going to do with Trump is gone? How can you live with your life now with your best buddy out of office?
I can barely hear you. Maybe that's a good thing.
Can
you speak up?
You have a lot of background.
So can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Joe, what are you going to do with yourself next week when Trump leaves office? Are you going to cry? Are you going to miss him? What are you going to do with your life?
I figure I'm coming back here and wiping the tears from you, Hot Rod.
No.
Yeah.
Listen, but I know this is the Joe show, so Joe, go ahead. But I know you love kissing Trump's ass for God knows whatever reason. So go ahead, entertain us.
Well, I hope I entertain you, Hot Rod. Sounds like you need it.
Thank you.
0271, you're on the air. What's up? 0271.
Hey, what's going on, Brother B? It's all right. How's it going?
Oh, what's up, brother? How are you?
I'm good. I was just checking in, just checking in late, so I apologize. I was supposed to get on here earlier.
That's all good, brother.
I know I'm like missed out on the majority of it, everything and whatnot, but just listening to MSNBC earlier, where they were just talking about how everything is just going in cahoots at this point. Stating the obvious that Mike Pence has decided to still not invoke the 25th Amendment, almost to the point where federal authorities already uncovered a plot where some insurgents were planning to create a barricade around the U.S. Capitol building on the day of the inauguration. And just listening to how a lot of things are happening right now, just wanted to know from everyone's point of opinion, do you believe at this point in time, given the situation that is creating itself, do you feel that there will be an insurrection or another attempt that will go down on January 20th, where all the state capitals will be under siege alongside the U.S. Capitol?
No.
All right, so I'm gonna go down the line. I'm gonna go to Hot Rod first.
I don't think everything. I believe yes, something will happen. Not on the day of, or maybe prior. There will be a little bit noise, but to all the hype of all 56 takeovers, no. Especially when there's quote unquote, you know, FBI know about it. So of course, they're gonna have extra security. I believe attacks happen all of a sudden. If I want to attack you, I'm not gonna give you the heads up. So you can prepare for yourself. Will there be noise? Yes, but not to that extreme. I don't think so.
Okay, James.
I think it's possible. It's only 50 cities, right? 50 capitals. All you need are about 10 to 20 insurgents to do it. That's 500 people. More than that have participated over the summer, over in Portland, Seattle, New York, Los Angeles. Plus, those people, something like 44 were arrested during those particular riots, and they were found to have been traveling from state to state in an organized manner in order to do it. So I think it's possible. I think it's logistically possible. I don't think there's going to be this 1,000-people barrier. That's 50,000 people. I don't think they have that many people who are that nuts. But 500, you know, it's possible.
Okay, Ms. Cherry?
I think it's possible, but not probable. Like I said, inaugurations, the security risks are normal. Even in times like this, they are prepared. I do think you are going to see a testing of the security systems during the inauguration, but I think they can handle it. I don't really see the purpose of 50 states being attacked at the same time. Maybe we should add to Joe because he's a Trump supporter, but I just don't see the logic behind taking over the stage. I don't anticipate a problem.
I mean, I believe it's about I don't believe it's about disruption, but okay, Lady T.
I believe anything can happen, and I say, let's not give them any ideas on this show. I'm sorry, this is really sad.
I understand where you're coming from in that sense, but when you're looking at where channels that are no longer available, like Parler, Gab, and Donald V, where now they're putting it out there under encrypted channels. And of course, you know,
well,
you
they're not.
Wonder,
well, you know what it is. They're not. You know what? People, with all of this happening, will there be problems? Yeah, there could be. But guess what? Oh boy, it's just gonna be. It's just gonna be something. But however, there's a lot of military that will be able to shoot up, that will not hesitate to shoot if someone acts stupid.
I got something. Can I interject on that point?
And pardon me about this in this regard about the military. You also got to keep this in mind that a lot of the right wing extremists that are out here yapping their mouth, a lot of them, of course, are being built up from, you know, military factions, law enforcement.
So just to keep
that in mind, that even though we're saying that the military will take care of it, you know, the U.S. Capitol Police at this point in time was supposed to say, we'll take care of it. We got it under control. And you saw what happened last Wednesday. At first I was thinking about
think,
that
Rick?
Myself. But if you have a mole in your organization that is supposed to be the main intent is to make sure that all federal organizations are well protected, but if you have that weak link that's looking for the other side that's trying to attack you, it just makes me think of something else otherwise.
Agreed.
Red?
Yeah, that's all I was just putting out there.
I don't think anything major is going to happen because I think that's why right now they're trying to round up who they can. And, they're, you know, like I said, stopping them at airports, you know, they're trying to weed every you know, bring them on in, so this way we won't have any, you know, type of, you know, any type of incident. But once again, you know, things happen. I mean, we just have to, we live in a world where, you know, anything can happen. Mm-hmm. We know that, that you know, we have people out there, you have other type of people out there, they may round up those people, but you know what, there's others out there. There's a whole lot of others out there that's just waiting. So, you know, we just hope the universe will just, you know, let this go smoothly and just let, you know, we got to just get on with this. Like, we can't keep fighting with each other over the same thing, or them fighting with one another over the same thing over and over again.
Okay. My take on it. I think a fear needs to be created. Fear is the biggest thing that you can use against someone. And it can go either way. Fear can turn into a fight, or it can turn into flight. Not everybody is up for the fight. And to the people that are, I'm sure they will show their asses. If something's going to happen, it's going to happen in certain areas. It's not going to happen everywhere. You can't bring that. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again. You can't bring that shit up on. Because they're individuals that work in federal facilities that are not having that bullshit, and you will get shot. There won't be. Yeah. There will not be a situation of one person just getting laid down. And I don't think that even the insurgents are ready for that much bloodshed, because it can't happen. I mean, listen, there was an incident, 26 Federal Plaza, a couple of months ago. Some little protesters came to the building, tried to rush the front. Somebody pulled out their gun. They went no further. Like I said, there are people that are ready to put them down. And I don't really think they want that problem. So it's sad to say, but you keep that shit over there. You keep it where it's at, and let it stay there. You want to piss and shit in somebody's office, just leave it there. But I don't really think that they want that smoke, because as much as they say they're ready, the last thing that they want is for the military to find them and be locking down their door, because they came to the Capitol or they went somewhere and pulled some militia bullshit to kill up everybody to make some type of bullshit political point. It's not worth it. Never has been in the history of this country, and never will be, because no matter what we say or no matter what we talk about, it's all a game that we're not really privy to. We can sit back and talk about the shit, and we can analyze and we can speculate, but the real players are playing us. So it doesn't even make sense to go hard and put your life on the line for some shit that you think you believe in, it's not even real.
And no matter what, Biden's still going to be president.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
No,
like,
exactly. I'm going to be president. You know what? Hey, just take it and move on. That's it. Biden won. Plain and simple.
You know, and the thing is, whether he won, whether Trump win, listen, these motherfuckers don't sign my check.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, but I really don't care. Mm-hmm. They don't sign my check. They don't feed my family. I to a degree, I really don't care. Some of these laws they make don't really fucking affect me, if I have to be brutally honest about it. So technically, once again, what you eat don't make me shit. You're fighting
right
over what?
The laws do affect us. They affect the paycheck. They affect the way that you live. If you lived back in the 1950s, you would only be paying 2 cents for a loaf of bread. If you would be only making about $3,000, maybe, but you would still be living. But because of inflation caused by the government, because of laws by the government, people have to act and react in ways that aren't to their best self-interest. But because it's done on such a slow incremental scale, people don't realize it. You have to look back. Like, I'm old, I'm over 55, so I can look back into the years where it cost only 15 cents to get on a bus.
Oh,
but now
yeah.
It costs $2.50, right?
$3-4
Right. I remember when gas was 31 cents a gallon. What is it now? So that's affecting our paycheck because even though the paychecks are about 5 times larger than they used to be, inflation is about 10 times larger. And then let's not forget about the sexual harassment movement. Years ago, you could talk to a woman at the water cooler and give her compliments, and she would say, thank you. Now it's human resource.
I got you. But on that note, time is up. Mr. Joe, Art, Miss Sherry, Lady T, Hot Rod, K-Dog, and Big Red. Thank you for calling in. This has been a great show. Listen, we'll catch everybody next week before the inauguration. Hopefully Hot Rod will be on with Absolute Truth Monday, 10 p.m. Hot Rod, Lady T, Sean Black, and K-Dog. Everybody have a great week. Be safe out there.
Be safe out there.
Oh, yeah.
Keep all your urinating and stuff.
Go do it in the bathroom.
That's right. Take yourself to the bathroom and wash it behind afterwards.
Wash your hands.
And your behind. Wash your face and your feet.
Later.
Later, guys.
Later.
Take care, everyone.
Peace out.
Peace out.